We have Linda McReynolds, the VP of the Chattanooga Food Bank, as well as Bruce Garner, the CIO, Chief Information Officer of the Chattanooga Firefighter Department. They're here. They have joined forces for an event called Chattanooga Firefighters Fight Against Hunger. Thank you both for coming.
Thanks for having us.
How did this joint happen between both the food bank and the fire department?
This actually goes back about 7 years where the food bank put out sort of a call to action in the newspaper and other media saying we are really running low on food stocks around this time of year in August, and we could sure use some help. And so I talked it over with some other people, some chiefs at the fire department. We said, you know, we might be able to help out a little bit, maybe not a huge amount, but why don't we – you know, answer their call to action, and so we started a firefighter food drive.
Linda, is August a month or the summer a month where food is low?
Yes, it is. That's a challenging time for us, and while we need and work to keep the food inventory as much as possible all year, summer is very difficult for us.
Why do you think it's the season? Why that season?
Well, I think in the fall and around the holidays, people are in a more giving spirit. They're more, I think, aware of the fact that they there's people that might not have the same means that they do. And so they want to share what they have. And, you know, this time of year, that's not top of mind yet. What's top of mind for them is, ooh, I've got school starting back. I've got school supplies I need to take care of, maybe school fees.
And, Bruce, you said this connection goes back 7 years, mm-hmm. so it seems to be a successful event each and every year between the food drive and the Chattanooga Fire Department.
I really think so. It's been a natural fit. You know, firefighters like to help people anyway. That's why they choose the business. They just enjoy it. They get a rush. But another key thing about this thing, about the time of year, and Linda mentioned the school part about the, everybody's getting ready for school if you're a parent. One of the things that really hit me is that I heard from the food bank is that they prepare sack lunches for a lot of students in this area who otherwise would not have a meal. That really got me into it when I realized that we're talking literally about kids in our area who, if they didn't have a sack lunch from the food bank, would not eat that day. You know, the kids, it's not their fault. So it's really incumbent upon us. That means not only the fire department, but the food bank and you here with UTC, WTC and the listeners, everybody, it's incumbent upon us to take some action, do something. Contributing food to this food drive is a very tangible thing you can do to help people.
And Linda, the food drive or the food bank can stretch a dollar's worth of food 10 times more than, say, someone can just go and buy it at the grocery store, right?
That's correct. We have tremendous buying power thanks to our partnership with Feeding America. We are able to have just about 10 times the buying power that you or I have when we go to the store. We can take a dollar and get four meals from that dollar, which is tremendous. We serve about 158,000 people in our 20-county area that are food insecure. Almost 15,000 of those are children. So we are able, through wonderful partners like the firefighters and other community partners, begin to address that need and send sack packs home with the kids.
So the Chattanooga Firefighters Fight Against Hunger event starts August 12th mm-hmm. and lasts until August 18th, correct?
That's correct. So Monday through Sunday. It ends on Sunday, and we kind of did that intentionally in hopes that area churches, synagogues, mosques, I mean, you name it. I don't want to just say churches alone. Anybody, any religious institution is welcome to get involved in this and collect some food, and then it ends on the 18th on a Sunday.
So exactly how does it work?
What we've done is we've placed their food bank collection barrels at all 19 area Chattanooga fire stations. So they're spaced out strategically throughout Chattanooga, all 19 fire stations. We're going to kick it off on Monday, August 12th, with a big kickoff at Northtown Square Plaza. That's on Highway 153 And we're going to have big red fire trucks and ladders up in the air, hold up maybe banners and balloons and all that, and firefighters there that'll accept food from you. All you got to do is just drive through and hand them maybe a bag of canned food or something and take it from the firefighters and say hello to them.
So what food are we – what is the food bank really looking for? Is there a specific food that works best?
There's several items that we really try to maintain there. Lots of the canned beans, green beans. Right now we're extremely low on green beans. But green beans and rice and pasta, canned meats, tuna, chicken, peanut butter, things that are healthy and substantive we're really trying to look for to be able to provide to our families.
That was a conversation with Linda McReynolds of the Chattanooga Food Bank and Bruce Garner of the Chattanooga Fire Department. Today begins their week-long food drive. You can donate food at any of the 19 fire stations across the city. For more information, you can visit chatfoodbank.org. That's chatfoodbank.org. For WUTC, I'm Garrett Crowe.